This wasn't just a march in support of the right to an abortion. This was specifically focused on mobilizing turnout for the upcoming midterm elections to defeat those who support the rolling back of female reproductive health care, with the chant, "Our power, our vote."
We know that this is a very anti-democratic, initiative. We know that this is something that the American people do not support. And so we're here to make sure that folks have the opportunity to make their voices heard and then make their votes heard on November 8th.
Since the Supreme Court overturned the constitutional right to an abortion in June, the issue has become a focus of midterm races across the country for the U.S. Congress, state governorships, and state legislatures. It's detracted from what had been seen as a potentially winning platform for the Republicans to focus on the economy, crime, and Joe Biden's personal unpopularity as president. The polls suggest those issues do still dominate voters' concerns, but the Democrats sense a big opportunity to mobilize even their most disillusioned of voters. A handful of counter-protesters showed up at the rally, too, who argue that the whole debate was based on a misunderstanding.
There is no statement of abortion in either direction in the U.S. Constitution, and so they return the issue to the states, and so we think it's a lot of misinformation.
Abortion is our right! We won't give up the fight!
But that's precisely why abortion rights activists say it's so important to get out the vote locally. Since June, Republican-governed state after state have restricted access to abortions. In addition, Joe Biden says Congress could codify the right to an abortion into federal law if the Democrats had a few more votes in Congress. Although, that's a promise multiple Democratic presidents have not kept in the past.
Not long ago, it seemed like a real possibility that the Democrats would be completely wiped out in these midterms because of inflation and Joe Biden's low popularity ratings. But now the Democrats hope that Republican overreach on abortion will lead the Democratic base and swing voters to vote Democrat, despite their disappointment in what they've achieved since taking control of Congress and the presidency. Shia Bratansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.